Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So Simon Cowell told Extra that he doesn't care that ABC has hired Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie.
He doesn't care.
To judge the American Idol reboot. He says, you can't recreate what we had before. It was me, and it was Paula, and it was Randy, and it was Ryan, and it was an amazing chemistry.
Whoa.
Sounds like he's a little bitter.
He sounds salty.
Says, when I hear all this talk about casting judges, I have to be honest with you, I think this is where they have it wrong.
Oh.
It doesn't matter about the judges. It's about the contestants. Oh. That's why everything has gone the wrong way right now. You know, when we cast Idol, it was done so quickly, but the only thing that mattered was, do you have the right people to help you find the stars?
Wow. Well, Simon Simon Cowell does have opinions.
He does.
And he is not afraid to share them.
He does. Yeah. And honestly, I think that he's got a good point. One thing is that the best way for these, you know, contestants to be successful is like what some of the other shows have done, where you have somebody that is able to nurture this person into being a star.
That's true. And I didn't feel like the original American Idol, I did not feel like the, I never felt like the point was the judges.
No.
They were there and the talent was the point. And now there's all this hubbub about the judges, and and he's kind of right. Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares? It's not about them being a bigger celebrity than another. It's about them being the right people.
I don't even care if Seacrest is there. Honestly.
You don't care. What if they just replaced him with a robot?
You know what they should replace him with? Ryan Dunkelman.
Who's Ryan Dunkelman? Do I know
the guy that was the host of the very first season of American Idol with Ryan Seacrest?
Yes, we talked about that before.
So.
Yeah, why not?
Go for him. He's cheaper.
Give someone new a chance, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not going to have a chance, apparently, is the third Sex and the City movie, because Kim Cattrall, as she does, got in the way and made it stop, because apparently she's just, I don't know, like the stickler here. So a source tells the show Daily Mail TV, the only reason this movie isn't being made is because of Kim Cattrall. Everyone was looking forward to making this movie, but Kim made it all about her, always playing the victim. Kim had the audacity to tell Warner Brothers that she would only do this if they made other movies she had in development. Ridiculous. Who does she think she is? George Clooney? And then Kim Cattrall, you know, kind of stumbled out of her bed. But, you know, she's probably got one of those little eye things on.
Oh, yeah.
Like rich ladies have.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And she said, the only demand I ever made was I didn't want to do a third film. And that was back in 2016.
I imagine this giant martini.
Yes.
Spilling everywhere when she's talking.
And then Sarah Jessica Parker does say she's disappointed that the third movie won't happen, although she did not call Kim Cattrall out. So who knows? Who cares?
Does anyone really want to see a third one?
Well, they want to make one. I mean, you know, the other ones who aren't doing as much work right now.
I didn't want to see the second one.
I didn't see the second one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to. So
it's a very catty entertainment rap today.
Sure is. I kind of am having fun with it.
Well, now for something totally different. Life and Style Weekly magazine says that Hugh Hefner set a world record for scrapbooking before his death.
I love this story.
Yeah, so the 91-year-old reportedly owned the largest scrapbook collection in the world. His 3,000 leather-bound books detail everything.
And they probably all got, like, martini glass-like rings on the covers.
Oh, yeah. But they detail everything that's happened at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, boy.
Now, those...
Everything?
Those will probably go for auction at a pretty, pretty penny, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. I hope they're kept in some kind of like a vault or something.
Yeah, I feel like they should be in a museum.
There should be a museum, for sure.